Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, Jesus
gave me water.
Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. Jesus gave me water. And it was not
in the well.
Well, there was a woman from Samaria came to the well to get some water. There she met a stranger who did a story tell. That a woman dropped a pitcher, she drank and was made richer from the water he gave her. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave her water. He gave that woman water. Gave a living, loving, lasting water. And it was not in the well. Well, on that woman he had pity. She ran back to the city, crying glory, hallelujah, and did his wonders tell. She left my Savior singing. She came back to him bringing the town seed of the water, Lord. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Jesus gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water. And it was not in the well. That woman left for shouting. There was no room for doubting that she had met a Savior who did her wonders tell. Every time she doubted, she started to think about him, the man that gave her that water, Lord. And it was not in the well. Yes, gave her water. Jesus gave her water. Jesus gave her water. I want to let his praises swell. Say we gave that woman water. Gave her that loving, lasting water. Water, 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 loving water. And it was not in the well.
All right, there we go. It was not in the well. So we know what that water was. Can y'all hear me? Huh? Hey, Ann is here and Susan is here. And
I'm
I've got
here.
People in the chat. Yeah, Brandon and Shauna. So, hey guys, I want to let you know what fun thing is happening today.
Oh, yeah, good.
Yeah.
My new mic works. That is a good thing. I am using my new mic. It is working. Another fun thing we had is the new music I wanted to load in for today is not loading. So, I'm gonna fall back and be thankful that I saved the music I didn't play last week, and that's what music we'll play to this week, because this one isn't going to fly.
But it's Jenny, it's either that or me, you, and Susan's got to start singing. One episode.
Oh, no.
Hey, okay, we can do that. That might drive everybody away, but we could do that. We could do that. I know a lot of those Jesus songs. I can handle that. Yeah.
That's easy enough.
You know? But barring that, let's try it this way first, okay?
Oh, yes.
Okay. Anyway, that opener, I have no idea where it came from, but thank you, God, there it was.
That was good.
That was Jesus Gave Me Water by Sam Cooke.
That was nice.
Sam Cooke is known for Chain Gang mostly. But you know what? He did a lot of gospel. He really had it in his heart to do that. And I really love what he does with it. It's cool.
Yeah.
I really like that. So we've got some stuff. We've got some songs we can do, so we are going to do them right now. And I'm sorry, I have to apologize, guys, because I'm don't think I'm going to be able to play my request. It's just not going to function that way.
Mm-hmm.
But it doesn't. Yeah, I have the option to click on it to say play. That's the biggest problem, mm-hmm. and it's saying processing, but it's not going anywhere.
It's not processing anything.
It's not processing. No, it's just kind
it's
of
on
going,
strike.
Neener, 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 neener. It's another test.
On strike.
It's a test to see if we can just take it inside and deal with it, and we can go on and do something that's going to be just as good but different than I had planned, or if I'm going to get all upset and stomp my feet and turn blue. I don't think I want to stomp my feet and turn blue, though. That takes too much effort. And I worked last night unexpectedly. So I'm functioning
for
an hour and a half sleep here, guys. If I get a little rum dummy, it's because I've only had an hour and a half sleep. So that's all right.
Bless.
I'm here. I'm ready to enjoy this. I'm ready to help everybody else enjoy it. I want everybody to have a blessing. And with that in mind, Robin Williams is going to sing a song called Another Blessing.
Come on, put your hands. Come on, put your hands together. Do-do-do-do. I need some church folks to get on your feet. Come on, come on. Oh, my, my. I like to take this moment out to thank God for the many blessings he's given me. Come on, y'all. When I look back over my life and I see where he brought me from, I can truly say that I've been blessed. Let me say this. Woke up this morning, got out of my bed. I looked around and here's what I said. Thank you, Lord, for the blood you shed. You put a roof up over my head. Thank you, Lord, for another day. And all these blessings you sent my way. You see, I could have been dead in some lonesome grave. But you told, oh, death, surely to get back and behave. Ooh-wee. Help me, church, another. Righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. I can count on God, he won't let me down. Always do just what he said. Pain and suffering, he brought me through. Arms wide open, always welcome you. You see, I've been blessed so many ways. I just want to live. My leg and I can walk. I got my tongue, y'all, and I can talk. Even the air that I receive. Got my lungs and I can breathe. And when I look around, I can see all the blessings he's given to me. Bless my family and they do. Get on your feet. Come on, put your hands together. Thank God. Get your hands together. give God some praise up in here. Yeah.
All right. Yes, another blessing. And, you know, I count it as a blessing that I can still do this show. I left the songs in that I hadn't played before, and those are the songs I can use and I can play. And that's a blessing because I'm not locked out. It turns out Blog Talk's doing maintenance, and we could string them up by the thumbs, but, you know, what good would it do? It just give us frustration. So that's okay. We're not going to really be a whole lot concerned because those good ones will be there for next week, and it's awesome.
Yep.
And I have another blessing I want to share with everybody. You guys all know about my brother, how he was in the intensive care unit with pneumonia and end-stage COPD.
Yes.
And the after effects of a heart attack from last summer.
Yes.
I talked to my mom about three or four days ago, and he is out of the intensive care unit.
Oh, that's
so
brilliant.
Getting better. They have put him on a special heart ward, though. He is on the sixth floor heart ward. Now they're still trying to get him well enough to figure out if it's a heart transplant or if he just needs a heart stent to drain off the fluid that the COPD causes. And I imagine pneumonia can help, you know. So with the heart attack and everything, I'm just thank you, Lord, that my brother is still on earth with us. You know, he could so easily have not been. They thought he was going to go home, and he stayed with us instead for another while longer.
That's lovely.
I am thankful for that. I just wanted to share that. It really is. It really is. Mm. My poor brother has had a very tough life, most of which he brought on himself, but still in all. I'm just glad that he gets to continue his 56th chance.
bless him.
His journey.
Oh,
I love my brother dearly. His
life has been
such a struggle for him with alcoholism and drug addiction and smoking. And he has successfully, by all reports, kicked all of that at this point in time.
Beautiful.
Now he's dealing with heart problems and such.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully they're going to fix that too. It can be done, and that's what we are all hoping for. So, hey, guys. Let's go pick up another one here. This one, you remember Sam Cooke opened?
Yes.
This song was done by Sam Cooke, but I came across a video of a 16-year-old covering this song, and my jaw dropped. It hit the floor. This is amazing. It did not mention the kid's name. It didn't mention the young man's name, but I had to share this with y'all. This is fantastic. Change is Gonna Come by a 16-year-old.
Oh, thank you, Jen.
I was born by the river.
There you go.
In a little tent. Oh, and just like that river I've been running. Oh, ever since. It's been a long time coming. But I know change gonna come. Oh, yes, it will.
There you go, brother.
It's been too hard living, and I'm afraid to die.
telling me don't hang around. It's been up a long time coming, but I know a change gonna come. Oh, yes, it is. Then I go to my brother. Brother, help me please, yeah. And my brother winds up not in me. Back down on my knees. Oh, there was time when I thought long, but now I think that I'm able to carry on. It's been up a long time coming, but I know a change is gonna come. Yeah.
I almost the whole time.
You gotta love that. Now, obviously, he was in like a rec room on the video, and a couple of his friends were filming him on their phones, and it found its way to YouTube. So I'm glad, because he is inspiring. He's just inspiring. So there you have it. A cover by a 16-year-old. A change is going to come.
Amazing.
We have to hold on to that. A change is going to come. It's going to be better. So hold on to your hats, folks, because we got a good thing happening, and it's going to keep on happening. So there we go. We've got another one here. Canaan Land is just a sight by the Cathedrals.
Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. And if we keep our sights on that, look for the horizon. Canaan land is a-coming, or we're coming. Mm-hmm. I don't know which one.
I like that. That's good.
It works.
That was, yeah, it's lovely. And it was lovely.
Yeah. You gotta.
Jenny, who was that boy that sang? You said he was 16.
Oh, they did not put his name on it.
Oh, what a shame.
Probably
what a lovely voice.
Probably because he was underage. And,
what a shame.
Not being identified. So, but oh my gosh, that voice.
Good.
Is that something?
Oh, yeah,
he's good. He's good. And he just kind of takes it in stride, sits on his stool and just sings. And he gets up and he walks around a little bit and he sits back down and he sings and he looks at people being nutsy crazy
Beautiful.
Around him. And he just keeps on going. So,
it's
you know, it was wonderful. Yes. It was wonderful.
Well,
yes. So, yeah.
Very good.
We just need to remember that there are so many blessings in this world. You know, we've got some hinky nasty stuff to have to deal with and think about sometimes, but we've got so many blessings to offset it. You know, it just doesn't pay to get all upset or anything. You gotta count your blessings, people. Count your blessings because there are so many of them.
That's right.
Just in your daily life. You wake up in the morning. It's a blessing. You have someone to say good morning to or I love you. That's a blessing. That's a blessing. Or you have some very, very dear people that you keep in your heart. That's a blessing. That is a very great blessing to know that you're not walking alone. You're not walking alone. And the thing is, the best company that you can ever have when you're walking. It's the man that carries you in his arms when you're having trouble. When you can look behind and see one set of footprints, count your blessings because you're being carried through whatever problem is on your head right then. And that is a blessing to remember and think about and carry with you every minute. You will never walk alone. Because when you think alone, you look back and you're being carried. You're never going to walk alone. And with that in mind, that's the song I'm going to play. Elvis is singing You'll Never Walk Alone.
Oh, beautiful.
When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high, and don't be afraid of the dark. At the end is a golden sky and a sweet silver soul of a
walk on, with a
There you go. You'll never walk alone. Even through the darkest alleys, you're not alone. You are not alone. And it's like if you walk down a dark street and you're afraid, something's going to happen. If you walk down that street in the confidence that you're protected by the Lord, you're being carried by the Lord, you don't have to be afraid. And you got a really good super chance that ain't nothing going to happen, because anybody wants to do something to you, they're going to see you're not afraid and they're going to wonder why. And it just puts a smile on your face because you know why. You know why. If somebody stops and asks you, how come you're not afraid of me? You can tell them why. Oh, yeah. It works. It really works. They think you're crazy, but it works. It's fantastic.
It does.
It really does. So I know that as human beings, it's our lot to sometimes feel very alone. But if we remember to think about what we have, that feeling won't last very long. And we know we're only without other human companionship. We're not alone. It's hard to do. It is hard to do, but it's worth it. It's worth it. And sometimes you have to do it every hour on the hour. That's okay. If it gets you through whatever's happening, that's okay. Just remember it. That's all. Just remember it. And we're going to play something now right along that line. You guys know how I love pentatonics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, they've done a perfect song, How Great Thou Art.
Oh,
Lord,
my God, when I in awesome wonder consider all the world thy hands have made, I see the stars, I hear the rolling thunder, thy power throughout the universe display. Then sings my soul,
oh,
my Savior
God,
to
thee.
And feel
Oh, yeah. There are so many different artists that have done that. So many different people that have recorded that. So many of us have sung that. Yes, I've sung that. It's on tape somewhere. But it's just one of those songs. As you're singing it, it's speaking to you.
Yeah.
And you are actually singing this to the Father when you're singing this. It just becomes that. That's just, you may not have started it out that way. You might just have started it out to record it or perform it, but very shortly, after the first one or two dances, you're singing to the Father. You're no longer worried about the recording or the performance or who is listening to you. You're singing to the Father. And that is what is so great about that song. That's what I love about that song. It take you out of yourself and put you in worship mode. And I think that's fantastic. Any song that can do that is fantastic. So let's see if this one does this. It's called He Will Carry You.
No problem too big, God cannot solve it. There is no mountain too tall, He cannot move it. There is no storm too dark, God cannot calm it. You rest.
That was lovely.
That's what I'm asking you guys to remember. That it's all right there. That says everything, you know. It's he can carry one if he can carry all.
Yeah.
You know, it's never too much for him. It's never too much. Just remember that. You never have to go without. You never have to go without. Not without that. Without that. A lot of things you have to go without, but you don't have to go without that. So there you are. Carol Robertson. One pair of hands.
Oh, I love this. Yeah, so do I.
Because we have so many things in our lives that just weigh on our heads, and we carry on our shoulders, and we don't understand that that load can be lightened. We still have to deal with that stuff. I mean, you know, that's the world. We still have to deal with that stuff, but we can have help. We just have to ask. And sometimes that's the hardest thing. We just have to ask. You have close friends that the Father has put in your life. Talk to them. Tell them how you're feeling. Tell them you need them to support you and be with you and help you and love you. Because that's what it's all about. That's what God is all about. And in that line, Oak Ridge Boys are going to tell us to take a little walk with Jesus. Have a little talk with Jesus.
I once was lost in sin, but
There's a friend who watches day and night. I go to him in prayer. He knows my every care. And just a little talk with Jesus makes it right.
Have a little talk with Jesus. Tell him all about our trouble. He will hear our pain and cry.
He will answer by and by.
Have a little talk with Jesus. You know, even if the situation isn't any better when you're done, you're going to feel better and better able to handle it when you're done. So do that. Just do that. It'll be great. Take my word for it. No, don't take my word for it, because if I, never mind. Open mouth, insert foot, and chew vigorously. I do that very well. I've had a lot of practice at it.
Oh, wow. I'll take your word for it.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. Oh, my word. Okay. I have another one here that is along those lines of asking for what we need. And he expects us to do that. You know that. He expects us to open our mouths or open our hearts, open our minds, and ask for what we need. He knows, but we're supposed to ask. We are supposed to ask. So, hey, here's a song called Take My Hand, Precious Lord.
Oh, I love this.
When my way groweth drear, precious Lord, linger near. When my life is almost gone, hear my cry.
hear my call. Hold my hand, lest I fall. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me home to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home. When the shadows appear and the night draweth near, and the day is past and gone, at the river I stand, guide my feet, hold my hand, take my hand, precious Lord, lead me. Precious Lord, take my hand, lead me on. Let me stand, I'm tired, I'm weak, I'm worn. Through the storm, through the night, lead me on to the light. Take my hand, precious Lord, lead me home.
Yeah, take my hand, precious Lord. And I know that that wasn't Elvis singing that, but you know what? Leave something for you to hope for. So, there you go. How's that one? So, hey, I have something special. I know it's not Christmas anymore, but I saw this and couldn't resist. You know how I am. Anything different? Anything wonderful? This is, like I say, I couldn't resist it, so bear with me. This is O Holy Night, sung in the Navajo language.
Oh, that's different.
There you go. A song we know so well.
That was beautiful.
Sung in a language, a verbal language we don't understand. You can speak Navajo, but unless you're taught by one of the Navajo people, you'll never master it. That's one of the beauties of the Navajo language. They were the code talkers in World War II, and there was a reason for that. The language could not be broken. But to hear something so familiar sung in a different way is really quite wonderful. It really is quite wonderful. Yes, it just, even though you did not understand the words you're hearing, you understood the words that we all know that are in your heart. And that was the beauty of it. That was the beauty of it. And guess what? We are out of time already.
Already,
can you believe that? It went so quickly. Yeah, and you guys always help with my preaching. Thank you for that. It's my outlet, and I am very, very thankful that I am allowed this outlet.
Fantastic.
And that you all
show.
Yeah. Oh, thank you.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. Thank you, Jenny. Thank you for saying so.
I really love that. And you guys, take what you felt today, what seeped into your bones, into your heart, into your mind. Take it with you throughout the week and share it with somebody, even if it's only by smiling at someone that doesn't expect it, because that is the beauty of a smile. And it's going to be with them for the rest of that day at least. So
it makes their day.
Yes, very much. It might make their whole week or their whole month.
Right.
If they're having a bad day, think what that can mean to them. You know, like helping someone in a wheelchair or a short person get something down in the grocery store and smile at them when you hand it to them.
Or just holding that door open.
It means
everything.
So much. So bye, everybody. We're all done.
Bye, Jenny.
Good night.
Night.